people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show, or back to the show. Telephone number to be with me and talk about gardening or landscaping or environmental issues or health or food or whatever you want to discuss is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. I was just looking, those of you that heard the first hour, I was talking about a Washington Post article that just came out, and it's a rebuttal. It's kind of a why a lot of these things that I talk about are not true, and other people like me. And I need to edit that post over there. It gives maybe the impression that I believe what's in that. The writer there is some kind of unknown writer. He basically says there's nothing wrong with genetically modified food. There's nothing wrong with aspartame, taking it, which will kill fire ants really well. And there's nothing wrong with high fructose corn syrup. It's no worse than sugar. Of course, all that's absolute nonsense. But it shows that we're making some progress. When you start getting those kind of rebuttals coming back from the companies themselves and from people who are in bed with those companies, you know you're making a little bit of progress. It all started by talking about that Panera restaurant and Chipotle are really getting on board eliminating genetically modified foods, which, if you don't know, are laced with Roundup. There's Roundup in those foods, which is causing all kinds of serious gut-related problems, degenerative diseases, autism, all kinds of things, and a lot of other problems as well. So we'll continue to talk about that. I'll kind of add a little bit of edit to the posting, but it'll be interesting for you to see what some people are writing, trying to defend some of that stuff that's on the market. Seven of the biggest facts about unhealthy food that are actually aren't true is the name of the article. It's by Roberto A. Ferdman. And he is, maybe some of you know out there and can report to us what the deal is. It says he's a reporter working for Wonk Blog, covering food, economics, immigration, and other things. He was previously a staff writer at Quartz. I don't know what that is. Matt and I will try to find out. He even says that the gluten fear is a lie. There's nothing wrong with gluten. There's nothing wrong with high fructose corn syrup. There's nothing wrong with MSG in your food. There's nothing cholesterol. He's basically saying cholesterol is not bad for you. That's actually one that I probably agree with to a degree. Cholesterol is greatly overblown. When I go in, for example, to get a physical of any kind, I've been dealing with some kind of weird issues that I'll fill everybody in on it at some point here when we get to the bottom of it. But whenever I go to a doctor and they test my blood, they come in and say, your cholesterol is really high. I say, I know. And they said, but your good cholesterol is off the charts high. I said, yeah, I know. And we talk about why that is. And the reason it is because of the diet that I have, eating the right kind of fats and grass-fed meats and stuff like that. But this guy also says that salt is not a problem. I really agree with him to a degree there, too, if it's sea salt, if it's the right kind of salt. And he says aspartame's no problem, genetically modified food's no problem. Anyway, you can read his stuff, and then there's tons and tons of stuff on the internet and on our website, too, that has the data that shows that he's not quite right on most of that stuff. Telephone number here, and we've got wide open lines if you want to jump on at 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by my the Dirt Doctor books. My books are available easily online. A lot of the stores carry the books still, especially in cities where there are organic type nurseries and garden centers and things like that, but they're always available and for you. One of the things about my books, the plant books especially, is that we have photographs of all the plants, not just some, and then do a whole bunch of charts that are hard to figure out. We do individual entries on each plant, and in as many cases as possible, we try to do several photographs. But what we also have is a connection, a relationship between the books and my website, dirtdoctor.com. You can go there, and you'll find an entry that contains what's in the book and then more photographs, more information in most cases, and that sort of thing. And we're working on that all the time. If there's something we haven't covered, you can certainly always let us know. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we'll add to it. Let's see. Oh, and the some people think that because my books have Texas in them, that they're not good for anywhere but Texas. It was probably a mistake to do that, but when I started out, I was just on the radio in Texas and just had the column in the Dallas Morning News, and everybody thought you ought to really be regional and all that. For the most part, my books are good coast to coast and border to border, with two things being a factor that needs to be adjusted a little bit. One is timing when you do things. And then to some of the specific plants, obviously you can't grow tropical plants in Montana and that sort of thing. So you have to deal with some of the local people on some of the specific plants. As far as vegetables and herbs and how you prepare beds and how you plant a tree properly and how you prune and how you apply trichogramma wasps and beneficial nematodes and other beneficials for the control of pests, how you deal with insects and diseases, it's all pretty much the same coast to coast. On the other hand, the last two books we did, Organic Management for the Professional and the Organic Lawn Care book, are non-regionalized. So if you want to go that route, you have that option as well. Let's see. Hope you enjoy them. And if you have any questions, let us know. Back to the phones, Nicola. In Gallup, where is that? Gallup, Minnesota?
New Mexico. Dude.
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
How you doing?
What the hell's wrong with you?
What's going on?
I have a two-part question. Number one is, how is the best way to keep my eastern red cedar alive? I know they're very slow-growing, but does it require a lot of water, not much water, a lot of sunshine, not much sunshine, et cetera?
Well, that's an interesting question because I was just dealing with it this past week in my garden. One of the things that surprises folks is when they plant a drought-tolerant plant like eastern red cedar, they think they can start off by not watering it very much, and that's where people get in trouble. I think that in the very beginning, it's a little bit like rosemary. You've got to water it very well. It has a kind of a root system that if it gets a little bit dried out in the early stages, it's hard to recover. So right. In the beginning, I planted some small eastern red cedar myself not too long ago, and that's why I was thinking about it, as a screen. And I planted them extremely high, and I'll do photographs and show everybody how that worked. But I was very careful to water the heck out of them for a couple of weeks. And then once you can tell that they start to get established, you can start weaning them off that and pulling way back on the watering, and they will adapt. But in the beginning, and a lot of native plants are like this, but eastern red cedar especially, needs to be watered very, very well when it's first planted, and then pull away slowly from there.
Okay, understood. Mine is about 20 inches tall, and it already has some, looks like dying little leaves on it, you know, the little silvery leaves that grow upward. And some of them, about a two-inch area, are absolutely dead. Is that an indication that it's in trouble, or is that a normal thing when it's this young? This is a little sapling.
Oh, it can be fairly normal. The little trees that I planted are about 4 feet tall, and they had a little discoloration in them. I've kicked the water up a little bit when I saw it, and the discoloration and the dying of a little bit of the needles on the plant ended.
Yeah.
So you might do that. You don't want to keep it sopping wet. No, don't get me wrong, but you don't want to let it dry out. If it dries out, it's hard to recover.
Right. My next little question is, how in the world can I get rid of fleas in my house and on my cat?
Okay.
Please.
All right, well, let me talk about that on the air when I come back. I got to take a little break. Just listen on the show, and I will talk about fleas when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Doctor of Heroes Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Somebody called and couldn't hold for whatever reason and wanted to know what is eating the leaves in her garden. All the leaves are gone. I need to know a little bit more information than that to be able to help you. So try. I know sometimes you're going to church or have some other obligation or whatever, but try to hang on because I need a little bit more than my plant is sick. What's wrong? There are plenty of organic pest control products. And I guess the only tip I could give in this case is the first one that I ever recommended. Well, I guess the second, the first organic pest control that I ever used, ever tried, was a little bit of liquid dish soap and water. And I sprayed and killed some aphids. The next thing was learning how to make and use garlic pepper tea. And garlic pepper tea recipes on our website. It's under guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And it is a repellent. It doesn't kill the bugs, but it repels them very well. And if that's and that'll help with a lot of the insects, but it could be something else. If it's slugs and snails, you need one thing, something like the slug-o or coffee grounds. And if it's some other insect, you need some other organic tool. So we need to have just a little bit more information. Here's Linda in St. Charles, Illinois, listening on WCPT. Hi, Linda.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Doing great.
My question is, I moved out here a few years ago, and the lawn they were using weed and feed on it, so I immediately got rid of that, but the dandelions are out of control now. I like to eat dandelions, but I don't want them to take over my lawn. Have you got any suggestions?
Okay. Well, I'm glad you realize that they are edible. Every part of the dandelion plant is. So you could, continue to do that. There's a couple of things I would tell you to give a try. One is there are mechanical devices out there, Linda. There's several of them. There's probably a half a dozen. One of them is called the weed popper. It's the one that people seem to like the most. If it's not available in your local garden center, you could order it online. You kind of stab right beside the plant, and then it has a pedal on the back, and you step on it, and it literally just pops the weed right out of the ground. It's kind of fun to use. There are others where you stab the weed and twist it and then pull it out, and they have various names. And those things work very well on dandelions because dandelion tends to have, that one tap root and
right.
And easy to get out that way. The other thing you can do is spot spray dandelions with the vinegar herbicide or with one of the fatty acid commercial organic herbicides like Monterey or Racer or Scythe or one of those. Those products work very well spot spraying the dandelions, especially when they're young. When they get older, they're a little bit harder, and best thing to do at that point is to pop them out with one of those mechanical devices. The dandelions are tricky as far as a natural organic pre-emergent because they tend to germinate over a long period of time.
Uh-huh.
But you could get some benefit from putting out corn gluten meal in the fall. In your area, you're getting colder sooner than we are, so you probably ought to look at early September, late August, early September, maybe using corn gluten meal next year. And it will definitely help you some. It won't eliminate them totally because, like I say, they'll germinate over a wide, long period of time. But they'll definitely, the corn gluten meal will definitely help you if you use it once or twice or three times, you know, over a period of time.
Oh, that sounds good. Have you got any essential oil recommendations for dandelions, or are they impervious to that?
There's one on the market from EcoSmart. It's a commercial company that has a line of the essential oil products, and they serendipitously discovered one day they made a bad mixture and it got it too strong, and they noticed that it killed the plants they sprayed it on. And
uh-huh.
So they said, wait a minute, this might make a good natural herbicide, and it did. They turned it into a product, and all it is a real strong concentration of essential oil, and it's commercially available.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I had one last question. My husband just discovered some type of plant garlic mustard growing wild in our yard, and so we ate it yesterday, and somebody told us it was invasive, but I wondered if you could, you know, enlighten me on that.
Is it the one that's kind of has the thin, it's kind of open looking and has small yellow flowers on it?
And it didn't have these flowers. It just had sort of like big flat leaves.
And you say it was garlic. Well, the wild garlic that we have here in Texas has very small leaves, and it looks kind of like a sagebrush almost.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what that one is. If you could take a picture and send it to me at info@dirtdoctor.com, maybe we can figure it out.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Well, thanks so much. I love your program. I just started listening a few weeks back.
Well, thanks for joining us, Linda.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Dallas, Texas, listening on 660. Talk to Anne Marie. Hi, Anne Marie.
Good morning. I have three grapevines, and they all have, you know, they're all starting, you know, getting the little green balls that are grapes.
Yeah.
But one of them is spotted with brown spots out of the three, only one of them.
Okay. Well, that's fungal, and it's from all the rain and cloudy weather that we've been having. Grapes like it drier and full sun. So there's a couple of different things you can do. The probably the best choice that I would do if it were mine, and I've got a little bit of that going on with the grapes in my place. I don't have them in a perfect environment, so I always deal with it a little bit. But you could take whole ground cornmeal.
Okay.
And spread it on the soil for one thing, but you could also put a cup of whole ground cornmeal in 5 gallons of water, a 5-gallon bucket of water.
Okay.
Swish it around, let it sit for 30 minutes or so. Strain the solids out, use the solids in the compost pile or on the ground, and then spray the plant with the cornmeal juice. I'm going to have to run. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, Howard, back with you. And a couple of people have called in to say that I forgot to explain flea control. Apologize for that. I'm bad about forgetting things. Flea control with the organic program, pretty simple, actually. The first step is to release beneficial nematodes, and I recommend that anyway because you get control of so many other pests as well when you do the beneficial nematodes. If your retail store, and a lot of you listening across the country would not have organic retail stores and access, so what you do is you order them online. If you go to our website and go to beneficial insects or insectaries, we've got lists of the different places where you can buy beneficial nematodes and other beneficials as well. Two that we work with the most or use the most and have had great success with, although there are several good ones, are Hydro Gardens and Arbico, and they're listed on our website. You put out the beneficial nematodes according to label directions. The company can tell you how many you need to buy to cover a certain area, and they work fast. The beneficial nematodes are living organisms. They're microscopic worms. And they don't fool around. They kill the various life stages of the flea quickly, and you get really good control. The other thing to do is inside the house you can dust with natural diatomaceous earth. You can use boric acid products. You can spray and clean the floor and wall surfaces and furniture and whatever with orange oil. Don't make it too strong or leave it on the surfaces too long, because it's a solvent, and if you make it too strong, it'll mess up paint surfaces. But it smells great. It's a great air freshener. It kills various insects, including fleas, in the house. The other thing to do, if you have dogs and cats, and I think it works with cats, there is a product on the market that is given to pets orally and taken internally. And it is a spinosad product, and it's called Comfortis, Comfortis, I believe is right, Comfortis. One of our listeners was telling us that it may be available under a different name now. You used to have to buy it through the veterinarians, but it may be available just direct now. But anyway, it works very well. The only negative I've ever heard about it is that some really small dogs will get a little tummy ache from it. But it is spinosad made from a bacteria originally, and it's a product that we use in various ways, and this is one of the ways we recommend. So it's beneficial nematodes, orange oil, and dry products inside the house, and Comfortis for the pets. There are some other things you can do too. One thing that I do from time to time, when I see fleas trying to get started, and we rarely see them, we'll see little taters scratching sometime, and we can almost never find any fleas on him. When we do, and I like to do this in general anyway, even with the Victor dog food that we love so much, we put a little bit of apple cider vinegar in the food. This was a tip that we got from one of the listeners. I used to recommend putting it in the water occasionally, just a little bit. But some dogs don't like the smell of it and the taste of it in the water, and they'll stay away from it. For some weird reason, you mix a little apple cider vinegar into their dog food, and it creates a nice fragrance, and they love it, and they just inhale it. But and it probably helps with health in some general ways besides helping with fleas and ticks. And by the way, the beneficial nematodes also help with the ticks. Bernadine in South Barrington, Illinois, again on WCPT. Hi, Bernadine.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm doing great. We're washing away here in Texas, but other than that, we're doing good.
Well, we're getting a little rain here, too. The reason I'm calling is I heard you speak a few weeks ago regarding pond treatment, but I wasn't paying too much attention. And I'm asking again, or if you could repeat,
sure,
what would be the best way to treat about an acre pond for the prevention of algae?
Okay. Is the pond, does it have any moving water in it, or is it just stagnant?
Well, it's a holding pond, so it's a runoff pond, and of course then the water has a release, but it's not spring fed or anything like that.
Okay. The first thing that you need to at least think about and put into your plan is to limit the amount of fertilizer runoff that goes in it. And one of the things that helps with that is to use organic fertilizers, because they behave themselves and stay in place. They're not soluble, and they don't go down into the water. Have you been using an organic program in any way so far?
No, I haven't.
So, okay. Well, the synthetic fertilizers that you use around the pond are, in most cases, the main cause of algae bloom in the pond. So if you'll get away from using synthetic fertilizers, go to compost, rock powders, and the organic fertilizers that we talk about here all the time and cover on our website on dirtdoctor.com, that's a huge step long-term for the control. The next thing, the algae that's there in the pond, we can control with cornmeal. And university research came up with the use of cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, at 140 pounds per surface acre, which means you need 140 pounds of cornmeal.
Okay.
Now, you can throw it out on the surface and it'll do some good. But what does better is it if it goes to the bottom of the water. And you can do that by putting it in tow sacks, you know, burlap bags with rocks in the bag and throw them in so they sink. There was a pelletized version of cornmeal that was on the market for a while. If you happen to be able to find that in your local feed stores or anything, the pellets will sink too, and that works very well. The other thing that you can use to kill the algae straight away is hydrogen peroxide right out of the grocery store. You can, you can use the hydrogen peroxide at 3%, put it in a backpack sprayer, walk around the edge of the pond, and spray that hydrogen peroxide on the algae, and it'll kill it right now.
Wow.
And it doesn't hurt the water at all. In fact, it's good for the water.
Okay, we have fish in there. Will it hurt the fish?
Won't hurt the fish at all. I put it in my koi pond on a fairly regular basis when string algae pops up.
Okay, and you say what? One-third hydrogen peroxide to a gallon of water?
Well, the best thing if you're going to kill with it is just to spray with 3% hydrogen peroxide right out of the grocery store.
Okay, great.
What would be better than that is to get a concentrated hydrogen peroxide from your feed store or have somebody bring it in. It's hard to find. People get frustrated with me talking about this sometimes because it's not easily available. But if you buy concentrated hydrogen peroxide and you can put a mixture in your sprayer that is about 10% concentration, that's an even better hydrogen peroxide herbicide to kill. But for algae, the 3% will do you a good job, especially since you're going to put in the cornmeal as well. It'll turn the place crystal clear, but it will come back if you keep fertilizing with synthetic fertilizers around the pond.
Okay, so don't use synthetic fertilizer.
Go organic. Yeah.
Well, here's the problem that we have. I've got 2 acres here of land, and my neighbors have about the same, and we share the pond.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a situation is who should we be using to fertilize? We need someone to do this. My neighbor is a doctor. He's not going to get out there and fertilize. Can you recommend some companies?
Well, the first step would be to go to our website, dirtdoctor.com. There's a button over there on the left that says Dirt Doctor Destinations. See if I don't remember offhand. See if we've got anybody in the Illinois area that might be able to help you. The other thing is if you can go into the total listings of companies that are into organics that we have on the website, and you might be able to find somebody you can do. Just type in the name of, you know, your city or cities close to you and see if anybody pops up.
Okay.
And if that doesn't happen, you may have to just get one of the regular contractors and say, look, we want to keep using you, but we want to use this organic fertilizer from this point forward instead of the synthetic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Will that get rid of my creeping Charlie, an organic guy?
Well, are you putting out a weed and feed fertilizer now?
Right, exactly.
Well, that's the worst thing you can possibly do. That stuff is some of them, especially Scotts Bonus S, contains a herbicide called atrazine, and it'll kill your good plants. It says right on the label not to use it around shrubs and trees. So
mm-hmm.
You really need to stop doing that. Creeping Charlie is one of those plants that you can control with an organic herbicide that's called Agrilawn, A-G-R-A.
A-G-R-A.
L-A-W-N, Agrilawn.
Okay.
It's a, believe it or not, the active ingredient in it is cinnamon.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's in a base of potassium bicarbonate, you know, like baking soda. So, and you wet the area, you spray it on, and it, or dust it on, and it kills creeping Charlie, false strawberry, Kentucky buttonweed, any of the weeds that people don't like for the most part. Clover, it'll kill anything and not hurt the turf grasses. But the weed and feed fertilizers, some of the chemical pushers don't even recommend them because the weeding part of a weed and feed fertilizer and the fertilizer part are not designed to go out at the same time, yet they're in the same bag. Mm-hmm. See what I mean? So it's the worst thing you could be using.
Okay. Now let's get back to the cornmeal. We're not a farming community. Where would I go for cornmeal?
Well, you'll have feed stores or farm stores in the area somewhere without any question. And they'll have cornmeal in the stores.
They will have it.
And if they don't, they can get them. Unless they're just too hard-headed.
Okay, so I just have to travel a little bit and to find them.
Yeah.
There are farming communities, you know, within 50 miles.
It doesn't have to be a farming community. We have weed and feed stores right here in downtown Dallas. So, you know, there'll be some near you. And if there's not, the garden centers can get the cornmeal for you, too. They come from the same distributors that sell the synthetic fertilizers. I got to run. If you had something else, I'll talk to you later. But I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard Garrett here for Chia Omega. You know, the healthcare professionals often recommend supplementation of omega-3 for cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. I recommend the all-natural plant-based Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulas. They combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. You can find Chia Omega at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs, ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you for the Victor Pet Tip of the week. I wanted to talk about something I did yesterday, and I need to talk about it fairly often probably because it's important. That is, I brushed my dogs. And I get busy like everybody and don't do it on a real regular basis. But if you do it occasionally, you'll notice something really interesting that happens. One is their coats will look a lot better. And then the other thing is they get to where they like it. They actually see me bringing the brushes out, Carmen and Tater, and they come over and snuggle up and kind of push the other one out of the way and want to be brushed. The lab... We use two different kinds of brushes with Carmen, the lab, mostly a lab coat that she has. She's half German Shepherd, but use the one that has the little metal tines that are at an angle, and you really just her coat looks great, but a lot of fur comes out. And if you've got any scaly skin, a little bit of dry skin, the brushing really stimulates the skin and helps. So it's a great thing to do, and they love it. They think it's terrific. And little Tater, we use a softer brush for him because he's a weenie, and brush him. So whenever you have time, brush your dogs, and they'll appreciate it, and it makes for a good time. This tip brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. VictorDogFood.com is the website. I want to tell you one more time to go to our website. Go to the SPCA button and click on that. We've got some dogs that haven't been adopted there, including today's dog. So check them out. The pictures there. This is for the people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the SPCA organization here in Dallas. Back to the phones. Regina's next up in Dallas, listening on 660. Hi, Regina.
Hi, Howard. It's been a while since I've called in, but I've been listening, and I love your tips, and I need more of them. But I did want to let the people know, and you probably already know about it, but the March Against Monsanto, third mm-hmm. annual protest is going to be this coming Saturday, the 23rd, at 1 o'clock at City Hall.
Okay, and I knew it was coming up. I'm glad you called about it.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm just a joiner. I'm not somebody, you know, putting this together, but a lot of people put time into this, and it's a good place for us to, like-minded people. There's crossover because, you know, I'm the fluoride person in Dallas, sure. And I did want to update you on a couple things, Howard. As you probably noticed, the Health and Human Services lowered the recommended level for fluoride in the water.
Right.
Yep, and there was a range before. It was 0.7 parts per million to 1.2 parts per million, and the lower end was the consideration for hotter climate, lower states, and stuff like that. That's why Dallas accepted the recommendation of 0.7, and for a year and a half, I was saying we have at least 0.5 parts per million in the raw water. Don't add any more. Keep the Dallas out of the liability and the controversy. And 0.5 is more than enough with all the other food products we're getting and places we're getting fluoride. Well, that's exactly what the Health and Human Services came out with. The reason they lowered it by 40% was the evidence is conclusive that people are being poisoned by fluoride. But they didn't, Howard, they didn't lower the lower one. So the consideration for heat wasn't brought up again necessarily. So it's everywhere is 0.7 now, okay, parts per million. Well, I got to speak at the city council again because, you know, they only give you 3 minutes every 30 days.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, my day was May 30th, and I posted it on your thing while I was waiting to talk to you. And what I was talking about was the month before that when we went and we replayed your testimony before them about hydrofluorosilicic acid. We also had a 3-minute clip, which was approved by the city manager, talking about the CDC and where that statement really comes from, that it's the, you know, best thing in the 20th century. And we had a doctor's testimony. They were all blocked from the streaming. And I didn't know it while we were in chambers. I know they were messing with our microphones. They muted our microphones. Well, the next days, I looked into it. I got open records request. It had been blocked from streaming by the city attorney.
We got edited out, huh?
Well, they just blocked it. When you know, normally when everything's streamed, but it was silenced. All you saw, like say you had been the person, they just had the person standing there and no sound for the 3 minutes.
Interesting.
So it's crazy. So I'm investigating all that, but that's what I talked about. But I also talked about this level and the fact that we are now, everybody is now at 0.7, where they didn't lower that one. Well, I handed them, I made a copy of, because from 2000, I've got the records of every single day for 2013 and 2014, the raw water and the tap water from each of the three branches that goes to our house, okay? Well, it's very interesting, and I don't know, it's hard to explain all this stuff concisely in 3 minutes, you know? But when looking at this data, and I want to give this to you too, we had for the whole month, a whole month, every day, the water that was coming out of people's tap was 0.89, 0.82, 0.74 for a home. I mean, way over 0.7. You see what I mean? And they're messing up with their treating days because there's a day here where it was 51.
Well, I thought we had 0.7 parts per million in the water naturally in Dallas.
Well, it is many, many, many days, but we came to an agreement of saying 0.5 parts per million because it's an average,
okay?
But many, many days, it's over that, okay? Well, see, the deal of it is Dallas always felt comfortable because, you know, the range really went to 1.2, and they never went over 1.2, okay? Now, almost every day, they're over 0.7. So the issue is getting even bigger about this. So Aaron Brockovich, there's so many things to talk about. Aaron Brockovich wrote a demand letter to the Institute of Medicine and telling them that they better get on their ass there and report the fact that this is not a nutrient. And there's just a lot of big news. Plus,
well,
my lawsuit,
I got to go, but stay on the case. We're going to get rid of this fluoride. And,
we are.
One way or another here, and the natural fluoride in the water is more than enough. I'm
Howard
Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.